Sarah Bona, Grand Rising Queens and Kings, Gods and Goddesses, and welcome to Sunflower Soul Podcast. And I'm your host, Goddess Alchemist, High Priestess of Yourself. I am so excited to bring you a beautiful devotional series where we focus on self-love, affirmations, and the connection to your higher selfhood and source. Now, this season will be split into a two-part series of Sunday Rising Affirmations and Wednesday Evening Guided Bhakti Yoga Self-Love Meditation. This new series begins on my 33rd solar return as I embark on a new journey of self-discovery and becoming a single goddess again. Now, today's message is about attracting prosperity. Now, before I begin, we are starting our days off with love, light, and high vibration. Now, with that being said, I want you to take 3 deep breaths and come back to self. Breathe in and slowly release. Breathe in again. One last time, breathe in and slowly release. I dedicate this day to my ancestors, spirit guides, source, and higher self within me, allowing me to access the true self of my being. It is the power of source working through me that lives in me this day. With each breath, I am investing in myself and radiate auric vibrations of prosperity and well-being. With each step, I am worthy. I am abundance. As I have spoken, it is so. Ashe. And we're going to take a quick break before we get into today's message. So don't go anywhere. Hi, welcome back, y'all. Now, I want you to let this message today penetrate your soul. So many of us view prosperity in just the financial sense and wonder why we live in a state of scarcity. Prosperity is also a state of mind and soul in which one experiences happiness and peace within about oneself. The mind must experience wealth in all areas of life in order to have a mental attitude that works for financial prosperity. We should think of ourselves as also being prosperity, you know, in peace, love, wisdom, and health. Only then does the mind completely accept the abundance that life has to offer. For example, if we feel impoverished in love, you know, the thinking in the area of the mind will spill over into other areas. And when this occurs, we do not have the right mental attitude. The seeds of lower vibrational energy has been watered and expanding like weeds taking the nourishment from a rose. We desire to have a mind, spirit, and soul that breathes prosperity. I know some people be like, what is the right mental attitude? The right mental attitude is a state of mind that is always open to new ideas, inspirations, and intuition flowing from our higher selves within us. It is a state of mind that always knows that Mother, Father, God as the manifesting universe is our only true source of supply and prosperity. It is a mind that finds peace in these truths, and through that peace, the mind is made clear with new inspiration leading to greater prosperity. If this is not your state of mind right now, I want to, you know, help you to understand that it doesn't happen overnight. It is a continual work in progress. we have to be present and patient with ourselves. Why? Because we have a chance to start over each moment of the day. Please do not believe that one or even a few lower vibrational moments define your entire day and mental attitude. Now, as we end today's message, I want to leave you with a powerful affirmation to carry into your spirit, soul, mind, and heart. Now, as you repeat after me, I want you to feel it throughout your entire body. Speak every word with the intention that it is true to you. Place your hand over your heart, or put one hand over your heart and the other on your solar plexus or your sacral. Speak it into existence. Now I want you to take 3 deep breaths and speak to your higher self. Breathe in. One last time, breathe in. And release. All channels of my mind are open so that I may receive intuitive direction from the God of my being as to where to lay claim to that which brings me prosperity. Again, all channels of my mind are open so that I may receive intuitive direction from the God of my being as to where to lay claim to that which brings me prosperity. One more time, goddesses and gods. All channels of my mind are open so that I may receive intuitive direction from the God of my being as to where to lay claim to that which brings me prosperity. Ashe. Ashe, ashe. Now, please do not forget to tune into Wednesday's episode airing at 5:55 p.m. your time. Until then, peace and blessings. Love on yourself. Happy Mother's Day to all the angel, you know, the people that have angel moms. And the ones that we have still on this physical plane. To all the fur moms, much love. I hope y'all have a blessed, prosperous week.